Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into The Personality Brokers by Merv Emery. This fascinating read delves into the origins and widespread fascination with the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, the leading personality test that has captivated millions worldwide. Through meticulous historical research combined with the latest psychological studies, Emery unfolds the story of an instrument that has sought to categorize and understand human nature for decades. Merv Emery, an accomplished author and associate English professor at the University of Oxford, brings her extensive expertise to this exploration. With an academic background that includes an MPhil and a PhD from Yale University, along with her writing featured in prestigious publications such as The New Yorker and The New Republic, Emery offers a unique perspective on the intersection of psychology, sociology, and history. The Personality Brokers is more than just a book about a personality test. It's a narrative about ambition, the desire for understanding, and the quest for a system to categorize the complexity of human nature. This book is an ideal read for anyone fascinated by psychology, stories of inspiring women who have shaped science and academia, and sociology enthusiasts eager for new insights into 20th century society. Join us as we uncover what the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator can truly reveal about ourselves and the people around us. The Personality Brokers: The Strange History of Myers-Briggs and the Birth of Personality Testing. Introduction: Unveiling the Minds Behind the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. Have you ever pondered on what truly defines your personality? The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, or MBTI for short, might just be the most famous tool that tries to provide an answer. Globally embraced, with over 2 million participants annually, it's a staple in corporate training sessions, university selection processes, and various self-improvement endeavors. But beyond its wide usage lies a story untold. The origins of the MBTI remain a mystery to many. This journey takes us back to the roots, shedding light on the masterminds behind the popular personality test. Uncover the lives of its creators, their motivations, and the circumstances that led them to embark on a lifelong quest into the intricacies of human personality. Furthermore, we delve into the early 20th century's societal backdrop that magnified the allure of the MBTI, questioning its scientific merit in today's world of empirical scrutiny. Prepare to explore the hidden complexities of categorizing personalities, the extent to which the MBTI can unveil one's authentic self, the unique insights this psychological tool offers beyond the reach of conventional science. Dive into the tale of the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator and discover the enigmatic history and enduring intrigue of one of psychology's most utilized and controversial tools. Part 1: Deconstructing Personality, A Peek into the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. When it comes to understanding ourselves and the people around us, the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator stands tall as a beacon of insight in the realm of personality assessments. Perhaps you've encountered it during a job application, or maybe you were simply curious about the intricacies of your own character. For those yet to wade into these waters, let's embark on an exploration of what the MBTI encompasses. Our narrative unfolds amidst the backdrop of the Second World War, where a dynamic duo, Catherine Cooks Briggs and her daughter Isabel, Briggs-Myers, laid the foundation for what would later evolve into the acclaimed Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. Their creation categorizes personality into several binary traits, each set representing opposite ends of a spectrum, yet embodying characteristics most of us can relate to. The dichotomies are as follows: introversion versus extroversion, intuition against sensing, feeling in contrast to thinking, and judging opposed by perceiving. With a meticulous array of 93 questions, the MBTI probes into an individual's preferences across these four dimensions. Questions like, Do you prefer focusing on the external world or delving into your internal realm? Help pinpoint where one falls on the introversion-extroversion scale, while queries such as, in decision-making, do you lean towards logical consistency or consider people and specific circumstances first? Aim to differentiate thinking from feeling personalities. The outcome of the test aligns you with one of 16 unique personality types, codified through a four-letter acronym. You might discover yourself to be an ENTJ, characterized by extroversion, intuition, thinking, and judging, or perhaps an ISFP, an archetype of introversion, sensing, feeling, and perceiving dispositions. One of the MBTI's most commendable aspects is its inclusive and affirmative approach, eschewing the notion of right or wrong answers. Instead, it celebrates the diversity of human personality, emphasizing that each type has its own set of strengths and potential areas for growth. For example, while feeling types might excel in empathy, thinking types could shine in rational problem solving. The indicator's allure partly stems from its ability to offer clear, non-judgmental insights into our personas. However, a veil of skepticism surrounds the MBTI, particularly concerning the scientific validity of its foundations, a debate that continues to intrigue and challenge proponents and critics alike. Part 2: The Mythological Roots of Modern Personality Assessment. In the vast landscape of personality assessments, the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator commands a special respect, tracing its lineage back to the pioneering work of Carl Jung, a colossal figure in early 20th century psychology. The MBTI's association with Jung is often spotlighted by its current stewards, CPP, as a badge of honor, suggesting a deep theoretical richness at its core. Yet, a closer examination reveals that the MBTI's foundational theories share more with the realm of myth than the rigors of empirical science. Catherine Briggs's fascination with the classification of innate immutable personality types found its theoretical backbone upon her discovery of Jung's work. His 1921 masterpiece, Psychological Types, posited the soul as a tapestry woven from dichotomous, natural spirits, a concept that inspired Briggs to craft the first iteration of the MBTI. However, this inspiration drew heavily from Jung's ideas, which were, at their heart, marred by scientific shortcomings. Critics from Jung's era, including the renowned behaviorist John B. Watson, swiftly dismissed Jung's theories as a departure from science towards religious mysticism, primarily due to the utter lack of empirical evidence supporting his claims. Jung himself was unbothered by this critique, fully embracing the limitations of a purely scientific approach to understanding human personality. Instead, he delved into religious, literary, and philosophical texts in search of a more profound comprehension of the psyche. The segments of Jung's theory that most significantly influenced Briggs and Myers focused on the polarity of personality categories. These, intriguingly, found their roots not in modern psychology, but in the ancient mythologies of Greece and Africa. Jung's narrative often referenced mythological figures such as the Greek brothers Prometheus and Epimetheus, representing foresight and hindsight, to illustrate his conceptual personality categories. In the face of this, the psychological community has largely regarded Jung's personality typologies as speculative musings rather than scientifically verifiable facts. This revelation places the MBTI on a somewhat precarious pedestal, its foundations steeped more in the bygone eras of mythology than in the concrete, testable domains of contemporary science. Part 3: The Sacred Muse, Catherine Briggs' Devotion to Carl Jung. The journey of Catherine Briggs in crafting the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator is a tale interwoven with profound inspiration and an intense personal fixation on Carl Jung, a luminary in the field of psychology. What began as scholarly admiration quickly escalated into an all-enveloping zeal, positioning Jung not merely as the theoretic cornerstone of the MBTI, but as a near-mythical figure in Briggs's life. The extent of Briggs's fascination with Jung reached a pivotal moment in 1923, shortly after she delved into his influential writings on personality. She experienced a dream so impactful that it led her to a symbolic rebirth of her work. She burned all her existing research in an act of devotion, convinced that her previous efforts were rendered obsolete by the profundity of Jung's insights. This marked the beginning of a 5-year period during which Briggs transformed herself into an ardent acolyte of Jung, meticulously transcribing passages from Psychological Types, treating it as nothing less than sacred scripture. Briggs's veneration evolved to the point where she ceased referring to Jung by name, instead invoking the man from Zurich with a reverence typically reserved for spiritual figures. She confessed that Jung's work had not only ignited her imagination, but offered a kaleidoscope of existential possibilities, expanding the boundaries of her own lived experience. Driven by a desire to express her admiration beyond mere transcription, Briggs ventured into creative realms. She authored a novella, The Man from Zurich, weaving a narrative rich in erotic undertones and exploring the intimate dynamics between a psychoanalyst and his patient, a clear homage to Jung and his influence. Upon facing rejection from publishers, she found solace in music, repurposing a contemporary foxtrot into a hymn of praise for Jung, aptly titled Hail Dr. Jung. Despite the depth of her adulation, Briggs never crossed paths with Jung. Nevertheless, her dedication knew no bounds, a testament to the profound impact of his theoretical contributions on her intellectual and emotional world. Ironically, the instrument of introspection that Briggs developed, inspired by the very man she revered as an oracle, would itself ascend to an esteemed status, becoming a key tool for millions seeking insights into their personal and professional lives. Catherine Briggs's exceptional devotion to Carl Jung not only shaped the genesis of the MBTI, but also immortalized her place in the annals of psychological assessment, marking her work as a blend of scientific endeavor and personal pilgrimage. Part 4: A Colorful Introduction to Self-Discovery, The Dawn of Personality Typing. After meticulously studying Carl Jung's theories for half a decade, Catherine Briggs embarked on a mission to democratize his complex ideas, aiming to introduce them to the everyday American. The result was an innovative magazine article titled Meet Yourself: How to Use the Personality Paintbox, published in 1926 in the New Republic. Through this vibrant metaphor of a paintbox, Briggs introduced the concept of 16 unique personality colors, suggesting an artful approach to self-discovery. Readers were encouraged to match themselves with a color, essentially a personality type, by arranging index cards, each bearing one of Jung's personality delineations, to unveil their true selves. Unbeknownst to Briggs at the time, this creative method would mark a pioneering moment in popular psychology, presaging the birth of the self-help genre. Her timing could not have been more opportune. The 1920s saw a burgeoning public appetite for psychological insights, outstripping the sparse availability of professional assistance. Amidst this backdrop, societal narratives swirled around rebellious, jazz-loving teenagers, secretive behaviors within marriage, and a pervasive sense of stagnation in the face of increasing consumerism. In this whirlwind of societal change, people began to seek guidance outside the traditional bastions of religion and morality. Briggs noted a distinct shift in the public's attitudes. There was a growing reluctance to accept the judgmental and prescriptive dictates of church dogma. The American populace was gravitating towards a more individualistic worldview, aspiring towards autonomy and self-empowerment rather than submission to external authority. This collective yearning for self-mastery necessitated a preliminary step, a profound understanding of one's intrinsic personality. Briggs' early version of the MBTI, with its inviting and engaging tone, seemed to offer a benign and enjoyable gateway to self-exploration, aligning perfectly with the era's zeitgeist. Yet beneath the surface of this newfound fascination with personality typing lurked potential pitfalls. As society embraced the categorization of personality types with fervor, it inadvertently ventured into contentious terrain where the quest for self-knowledge intersected with broader issues of privacy, conformity, and the inherent value of individual difference. Part 5: The Dark Side of Personality Typing, A Philosophical Critique. As the tumultuous waves of the Second World War engulfed the world, Isabel Myers was immersed in refining the personality test her mother, Catherine Briggs, had initiated 2 decades earlier. Meanwhile, across the ocean, the horror of Nazi Germany's concentration camps unfolded, casting a sinister shadow over the act of categorizing individuals into distinct groups. Isabel Myers intended the Myers-Briggs type indicator to be a tool for self-enlightenment and personal growth. Yet, amid the backdrop of wartime atrocities, the concept of personality typing began to attract skepticism and criticism from the intellectual community. One of the most vocal critics was German philosopher Theodor Adorno, who saw in the practice an ominous resemblance to the mechanisms of segregation and extermination used by the Nazi regime. Adorno, in his seminal work, The Authoritarian Personality, drew a stark parallel between the sorting logic behind the MBTI and the racial classifications underpinning Hitler's policies. To him, the act of pigeonholing individuals, regardless of the criteria, be it race or personality, was inherently dehumanizing and paved the way towards a fascist society. Adorno argued that attaching labels to people obliterated their individuality, reducing them to mere categories and, potentially, to hierarchies of worthiness. Furthermore, Adorno contended that the growing fascination with personality types was not a benign trend, but one deeply entwined with the capitalist ideology. He posited that capitalism thrived on dividing society into easily manageable classes, from workers to managerial elites, and that personality typing served this divisive end. In his view, the notion that people inherently belonged to specific personality types shared by millions was a dangerous myth. According to Adorno, any observable homogeneity in behavior and thought was not natural, but a product of societal conditioning aimed at creating more efficient workers and consumers within the capitalist machine. This critical perspective paints a starkly different picture from the one envisaged by Briggs and Myers. What they saw as a colorful palette for self-discovery, Adorno perceived as a potential tool for manipulation and oppression. Through this lens, the benign intentions behind the Myers-Briggs type indicator are clouded by the possibility of misuse, echoing the broader ethical concerns about classification systems. In the juxtaposition of these views, the MBTI emerges not only as a psychological instrument, but also as a focal point for ongoing debates on human nature, freedom, and the structures of power. Part 6: Exploring the Paradox of the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. Decades after its inception by Catherine Briggs and Isabel Myers, the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator continues to captivate millions, with over 2 million people engaging with the test annually. Its global presence, transcending languages and cultures in over 25 countries, has transformed it into an industry boasting revenues in the billions. Yet, beneath its widespread appeal lies a contentious debate on its scientific legitimacy. Critics, particularly from the scientific and psychological communities, point to the lack of empirical backing as a significant flaw. A telling piece of evidence against its reliability is that more than half of test takers receive a different personality type upon retaking the test within just a month. Additionally, the broad and flexible descriptions of the 16 personality types are seen as so generic that they could apply to virtually anyone, raising questions about the MBTI's specificity and accuracy. Despite these criticisms and the apparent absence of scientific validation, the MBTI's popularity endures. Its enduring allure may well stem from a more existential benefit: the promotion of self-acceptance among its users. In a world where self-doubt and regret frequently shadow our experiences, the MBTI offers a comforting narrative that our personalities are inherent and unchanging. This perspective provides a soothing sanctuary from the relentless pursuit of self-improvement, allowing individuals to embrace their innate qualities rather than seek constant transformation. Moreover, identifying with a specific Myers-Briggs personality type can bring a sense of closure and understanding to one's life choices and experiences. Whether it's reconciling with the outcomes of past relationships or understanding recurring patterns in one's life, the MBTI serves as both a mirror and a roadmap for navigating the complexities of personal identity and decision-making. Thus, while the Myers-Briggs type indicator may falter under scientific scrutiny, its true value perhaps cannot be quantified through empirical measures alone. It offers something arguably just as significant, a framework for introspection, acceptance, and personal narrative construction. In doing so, the MBTI transcends its origins and criticisms, embodying a unique tool for self-reflection in the ongoing quest to understand the multifaceted nature of the human psyche. Final summary. At the heart of the fascinating world of personality assessment lies the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, a tool that segments humanity into 16 distinct personality types. Conceived from the groundbreaking theories of Carl Jung and brought to life by the innovative efforts of Catherine Briggs and her daughter Isabel Myers, this inventory has woven itself into the fabric of both professional and personal introspection, despite its contentious scientific standing. The journey of the Myers-Briggs test, spanning decades and touching millions of lives, unveils a curious contradiction. It strays from the path of stringent scientific validation, yet manages to provide profound personal revelations and comfort to many. Its emergence in an era thirsty for understanding human behavior, coupled with its simple yet captivating framework, has entrenched it as an invaluable tool in the quest for self-knowledge. While it is pivotal to recognize that the Myers-Briggs type indicator does not reside within the realm of empirical science, this does not diminish its worth. For countless individuals, the MBTI serves not just as a mirror reflecting their intricate personalities, but also as a guidepost for navigating personal growth, relationships, and professional environments. In embracing our Myers-Briggs type, we find not only a sense of belonging, but also a measure of peace in understanding that our traits and tendencies are a natural segment of the vast spectrum of human personality. Therefore, the enduring allure of the Myers-Briggs type indicator transcends its scientific critiques, affirming its place as a cherished instrument for self-discovery and acceptance in an ever-evolving quest for understanding the depths of the human condition. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.